Adhan is called for the prayer, and it has been recommended that Muslims, whenever they want to pray, is to give Adhan in order to bring to the attention of the people around the masjid to hear the voice of Adhan to prepare themselves to come. And therefore the Adhan is a prerequisite so as people will come to pray Salat. Now even if you are by yourself at home, it's recommended that you give Adhan in order that to feel deep in your heart that now the time for Salat is start. Now the importance of Adhan is very important to the one who gives the Adhan himself, and there are many hadith about it. And one hadith, it was reported through Muawiyah radiallahu anh that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna al-mu'adhdhinin أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة." That those who give the Adhan, their neck will be very long in the day of judgment out of respect for what they say by calling for Salah. The other hadith عن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على الصف المقدم والمؤذن يغفر له مد صوته ويصدقه من سمعه من رطب ويابس وله مثل أجر من صلى معه. رواه أحمد والنسائي بإسناد حسن جيد. Now that hadith is reminding us that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels will send their blessing on those who come to the first line in Salat Jama'ah, and the one who gives Adhan is being forgiven to as long as his voice has reached distance, and anyone who has heard his voice from living and non-living are going to believe him and give him credit and pray for him, and he is going to have the credit on behalf of all those who pray with him. And there are so many ahadith concerning the importance of Adhan. Now the performance of Adhan was mashru'iyyah, sabab mashru'iyyatuh, that the Adhan has been legislated in the first year of Hijrah from Mecca to Medina. And there are many hadiths about it, but because of the time shortage, we say that it has to be given. And the performance of Adhan is all over the world. The Muslims have agreed that the following is to be recited publicly.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة
the adhan. Any increment or deletion is not part of the adhan. And I do recommend that all those who would like to give the adhan is not to add any more or delete anything from it. Otherwise, it is not part of the adhan of the days of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the iqama, after the Muslims come and they pray the tahiyyat sunnat al-masjid, Sunnah Tahiyyat al-Masjid, and they may pray two rak'ah also wudu, and they pray the Sunnah of the Zuhr, if it is Zuhr, or Asr, or any other thing, then the Iqama is to be given. The one who gave the Adhan may be the number one to give the Iqama, and the Iqama is similar to the Adhan. The Adhan intention is to bring the whole community together to pray. The Iqama is when they are ready to start their salat. The imam stand in the front to lead the salat, and the one who gave the adhan will stand up and give the iqama. And the iqama is a little bit less than the adhan in numbering, but it is the same. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayya ala salat, hayya ala al-falah, qad qamat as-salah, قد قامت الصلاة, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله. So it's the same except the following, that he has to shorten the pronunciation. He may read the same number, but the minimum is what I have said. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. I bear witness there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. All you believe come for salat, all you believe come for your happiness. قد قامت الصلاة, قد قامت الصلاة means salat is ready, salat is ready. Everybody has to stand up and look right, left to make sure that the lines are straight forward, shoulder to shoulder, and straight line. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest of all great, La ilaha illallah, no one worthy of worship except Allah. And then they start praying. It's preferably that the one who has to give the adhan has to have wudu. I said, it's preferably and recommended, otherwise where is the credit? And since he is giving the adhan, he has to go and make salat, sunnah. So we do recommend heavily that the one who has to give the adhan has to have wudu at the same time.